You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready?
I had the brown holy water in the studio with me.
It's another edition of the Brown Holy Water podcast. I'm going to have special guests in the building, but before we have them introduce themselves, who I got in the building with me?
Y'all already know what it's your boy, Black Success, 2940 with 2-9s on me, Coney Island, Brooklyn. Yeah.
So I know you guys recognize our guests, but we're going to still let them introduce themselves. So starting with the beautiful young lady.
What's up? This Princess Shay, that one y'all love to hate, Shiesty Shay, that hit web series Money and Balance. Y'all already know.
Yeah. It's your boy BR Molly from Money and Balance. Y'all already know. Top shot, top mud.
Yeah, it's your boy Boone the Goon. You already know for that Money and Balance. Don't act up.
Yeah. So, like always, we're going straight to it, you know. And it's funny because you two guys are the two characters I hated the most. So it's good to get to. I'm going to keep it real, but it's good to get to, you know the real guys outside of the characters, right? So our first topic is do it for the gram. We know a lot of people live a certain lifestyle, so when they flash on their social media, people see one thing, and it may not necessarily be the truth. So doing it for the gram, how good is social media at hiding out our struggles and pains? Ladies first.
Social media is great for hiding your struggles and pains. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can, you know, a picture speaks 1,000 words, so they say. But if you make the picture look the way you want the words to come across, it's great. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's dope. And sad that people uses it like that. But, you know, I mean, what you gonna?
What about
you? I mean, I say the same thing. It is. It hides a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Because an image is just whatever we would like that to, whatever we want to portray that image to be. You know what I'm saying? So it could seem like one thing, but it could totally be another thing. So, yeah, a lot of people hide behind it. A lot of people are stars because of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so it ain't no more street shit or literally physical form. Everything is digital. Everybody want to see you now on the line. Something online. Even if you're in the street putting their footwork in the pain, it still doesn't matter because nobody's really seeing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything
right.
has
so
to
it
be
like
seen.
Ain't doing nothing.
So,
what about your boom?
Same aspect as my both co-stars just said. I feel the same way about it. Is some people just make the gram just work in their favor. You know what I'm saying? Some people.
Word.
You know what I mean? Word. That's like the best way you could put it without giving it a lot of elaboration. Like people just go, I could flex this way on the gram and nobody really can check me because it ain't like you there when I'm doing or you pulling off what I'm pulling off. Anybody could pull off a trick. It's just up for you to let your eyes not be fooled by the trick that they pulling over you. You feel what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It just works in everybody's favor. That's how I'm going to leave it.
What about you, Black?
The gram is, I think social media alone, it's wicked. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I like to tell people my downs. But to be honest, I don't really be, not that I don't have downs, but it's shit that I just expect. I just say, you can't really disappoint me because I expect it. I expect certain niggas to be backstabbers. I expect niggas try to fuck my bitch. I expect niggas try to holler. I expect niggas to hate on me. I expect it. You understand? So it's you can't really disappoint me. But I do feel like social media, most people, all they put out is the good.
Right.
Oh, I'm doing so great. Where's all the, you know, social media is real. It's real one-sided. Social media is really, one-sided. It's like the story, the big fight that fucking happened. You got your ass whipped, but you telling everybody about the three good punches that you threw out. You really threw out there. Yeah. My nigga, what happened to the black eye, though? Somehow between them three punches, you got a black eye. Tell us about the black eye, too. You know what I mean? Don't leave that out.
Okay, so you mentioned a good subject, Black, because the next question is social media is really one-sided. We post our best, but what about our wrongs? Why is nobody keeping it real about the struggles they're going through on social media? Why we only paint that beautiful picture instead of keeping it all the way real?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like people hide that part because you don't want to go through no bad commentary, and you don't want nobody seeing your bad flaws. So you're going to just keep showing nothing but good, mm-hmm. because if you show bad, then that's going to make people have something to attack you on.
Yeah,
and most people want you to see they good, mm-hmm. so you could be like, oh, wow, he's doing so good, then to see my bad and be like, oh, I don't want to deal with him. Mm-hmm. He's in his house struggling, got roaches. Like, nobody want to see different things right, where they come not want to mess with you. But if I'm showing you on the gram or my social network that I'm playing with money, I'm with 1,000 stars, I'm doing all this, you like, oh, he's living good. But then the same token, I could be broke and don't got nothing. Right. Just be able to mix and mingle with these people. So you never know who's doing what, but... Like I said, once again, I just try and, you know what I mean, just chill. Like, I
want to ask a follow-up with that, right? Because you guys are on a very popular web series and your character is portrayed in a certain way. Does the portrayal of your character have people address you in a way, like, coming at you crazy, and it's due to your character, not necessarily who you are or what they see on social media?
Of course. Yes. Of course, all the time.
Yes, that
people
happens.
People come up to me asking me, yo, are you really like that? Do you really just... go crazy like that? So if somebody do something, when you shoot them, you a shooter? You really a shooter? And I'm like, even if I really was, am I supposed to really tell you that?
Right.
I'm supposed to incriminate myself.
You know what I'm saying? So even if I was, I would never tell anybody that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But nah, I'm real collective. I'm fall back. But I am a lot like my character. You know what I'm saying? I don't look for problems.
You can't go 7:30, but you try your best not to go 7:30.
Of course. Of course. Everybody got a good and bad side.
What about you, Shay?
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, people, yeah, but I'm thankful enough. That's why I say that I'm the people that they love, a person that they love to hate, because, like, as much as they dislike my character, they feel some type of love for me inside the character. They know that that's just a character when it comes to me, and when they meet me, they get a whole different aura than what they would expect, so they just like, oh, my gosh. So, you know, but... you know, but everybody do got two sides in them, so I'm not going to say that I'm not similar.
You could be shicey when you need to be shicey.
As we know.
So what about you, Black? What do you feel? Why you feel people paint only the bright or tell you they got a 4-point-something GPA and show you their Rolex, but they won't show you their downside?
Well, you know, the downside of the Rolex is I had an iWatch first. You know what I mean? That's the downside.
Like, I had to work for that.
I had an iWatch first. I worked now. I earned this shit. I work hard. Yeah. But, I, you know, a lot of people, you got to think of it like this. Social media is like a fucking, what you call it? It's like a resume. And you trying to get the best job possible with the highest salary.
Yep.
So everyone just shooting. Everyone trying to get the best boyfriend, best girlfriend they could get. Mm-hmm. So they trying to put out. That's why you see so much ass pictures and titties. And I'm hungry. Wish I had a babe. I feel like sucking this right now and fucking this. I'm like, what the fuck? I never seen so much people put that out there like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, females would literally tell you, oh my God, I wish I had somebody dick to suck.
This
on social media, yeah, like, get your parents to
this. I mean, and hashtag, it's a smooth schmood.
That shit is great. It shouldn't be no schmood. You too old for that. You too old for that. Now, if you put that energy towards getting a rollie, I promise you're going to sell you one too. They're going to sell you one too. If you put that energy towards something else. Because that's how I be looking at it. I'm like, I can't think like that. You know what I mean? I can't even move like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a dude. I'm in underneath here. It's abs, chest, whole lot of shit. Oh, I'm going to put that out there. You know what I mean? I'm going to put my gym shit.
You
know,
but on y'all sure.
Because that's what get great.
Dudes do the same thing to. Because dudes be on the Instagram showing their body, showing their chest and all that. You're thirst trapping as well.
Right,
bro.
But he better be a personal trainer if he's doing
no,
that.
No, they're just, they're in the gym.
Dudes like likes too. Dudes like
yo, that's
you know what I'm saying?
That's a
dudes
fact.
Dudes like too.
Niggas
so.
Like them likes.
Yeah,
that's
niggas
good. That's
likes,
good. Yeah, please don't die for likes, bitch.
Boy,
getting killed out here, man.
Yeah, what?
You heard about these teenagers dying for likes?
It's like, money, yo. Man. Yeah.
So
I'm ready
also
for,
have to take
question.
A brief pause and say shout out to Handsome Lie. He's not in the building today. You know, he's at an I'll Be Sure Christopher Williams Light Skin Brother Reunite concert.
Oh, yeah.
he'll be back next week, right?
I'll Be Sure.
Yo, Ron, you got this nigga shooting at
I
you.
I had to
so.
Pause and let you guys know that.
Six
but
shots.
You know, this is Brown Holy Water. We don't hold it back. So, you know, a lot of people, when they knew you guys was coming on, was throwing questions at us and
right.
stuff like
okay.
that. So
right.
this next question is like this. Kane from Money and Violence was caught up in a credit card scamming for something small like $1,000. Did you guys see this based on social media? Because everyone thinks you guys are millionaires because of how broad the show is and the reach is huge. So I know sometimes you guys don't want to comment on certain things, but, you know, that's public knowledge. It's not like we bringing some garbage up. So who would like to answer about that first?
I mean, we're not millionaires, you know what I'm saying? Like, people thought we were millionaires when we did season one. That, oh, you got all this. I remember they was talking about my Hannah fan page. Oh, you got this money, but you can't get a better weed. Like, bro, we went out in guerrilla style this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So what everybody was doing was what we had to do to grind, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is grinding. And even still, if you're smart, you're grinding. And what you're doing is using this as an opportunity to grind harder and to get further, you know what I'm saying? So, like...
Yeah, first off, many of us are supporting cast members. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we're hired actors. It's not our project. We're not the executive producers mm-hmm. for the film, for the series. So we're not even reaping those benefits of, you know what I'm saying, being a millionaire. No. We're getting thousands, if that, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. if we're being paid as an actor. We're not getting millions. It would be the directors and executives and the... You know, et cetera, et cetera.
There's still people at the top.
People at the top. That's our bosses that hired us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, when people, so to further come back to that question, people think, man, he's doing licks that's only, you know, a G lick. You know what I'm saying? Nothing crazy and stuff like that.
You can't believe everything. We just talked about the social media and how social media helps people to look like they're doing something that they're not doing. Mm. And then it helps to have people to look like they're doing stuff, you know, and flipped. You understand what I'm saying? So everything, like, they'll make you portray there's somebody that's lies in the social media. You cannot go by everything like that. Like, did you hear anything else? Like, no. And then, like, I don't know, like...
To me, it just looked crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To me. Cause this is after two seasons, so I'm like, damn, why boy even?
I see.
Why he even participating in those kind of festivities? You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. Just to kind of touch on it, but not touch on it.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, how can I say it? Like, certain things. Nah, I'm not even gonna go there and say that. Just like, it's kind of hard to really like.
Certain things you can't leave alone because of that's who you are, or.
I'm not gonna say so much.
Yeah, we don't have. We did not at this point in time with the show. We did not receive life changing money. Nobody did. Nobody received anything life changing.
So like niggas people still got work. Niggas exactly. still got to go to work.
Everybody still got to go to work. That's the point I'm saying. Season three is coming. So it's still good, but people still grind. People see me working. Why are you? What you doing here? I still gotta pay my bills. Like. So everybody got to do what they got to do. You cannot judge nobody or whatever they doing
choose
it to get
grind.
Their bread.
Yeah.
You can't judge them for that. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever that's how they doing, that's how they got to do it.
And how I did it is how I got where I am today.
Okay. So we're going to move on. And the next topic is popularity versus stability, right? Because we feel like a lot of people, and it's kind of continuation on how they front with social media, but a lot of people are more worried about looking good and shining and stuff like that instead of putting things in place to keep them stable.
Definitely.
So the first part of the question is why is it people rather be popular than stable in life?
I have no idea. I can't speak for those because I don't even think that way. So that's me answering that.
Everybody wants to be liked. Yes. Everybody wants to be liked. Everybody wants everybody to like them. Even if, like,
people
even that's
accepted.
What, like, and yeah, they want to be accepted. However, way they're gonna be accepted. That's how it is too.
So, like, why people? I mean, you can't answer this, but maybe you could speak to the mentality. Like, why are people like, okay, I'm gonna buy this Ferragamo belt, but you know, I don't even got money to pay my rent. But this $400 belt buckle.
Because it's the mentality of material things.
Not even that, material things. So the mentality of it is that when I step outside, out my box, around the corner that nobody is going to see, but when I step out in this Ferragamo belt and these jeans and these sneakers, I look like I'm walking out of an apartment, a penthouse, a this and a third. Nobody knows exactly where I live at unless I open those doors to make people know where I live at. That's the mentality of it. The priority, here's the priority mentality of it. The priority of how you look on the outside is more important than what you're going through by yourself on the inside.
So what about you, Black? Why you feel people rather be more popular than stable?
Because, you know, the human being, number one, fear. You know, my mom's told me this way back in the day, and it kind of changed the way I, like, moved and shit. Everyone want to be accepted, jeez. To be left out is a crazy feeling. It's a crazy feeling. Been in school, all the cool kids is huddling, and nobody calling you over?
That hurt.
But
it hurt. So, to be honest, you have to put yourself, like, that's kind of how I move. I really don't give a fuck.
You got
to
be mentally strong.
I started my own huddle.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly.
But everyone don't got the strength
everybody
to do that.
Everybody can't.
That's
do
not
that
in
though.
Everybody.
That's
not everybody's strong-minded.
So it's like majority of the people are going to design their life to try to get into that huddle, if that makes sense.
Because there's so many followers and not leaders.
Right. Facts. Yes.
Facts. But you know what bothers me is, like, you know, to me, the mentality of being popular and stuff like that, like, you know, after a certain age, you should be like, yo, I gotta be good in my own skin. So why do we still have adults struggling with, you know, wanting to be popular, get the likes, versus making sure shit is good
at home?
Because
you gotta think of it like this, man. Like, think about a young chick right now. Young chick, 30, single, right? Mm. Got a job, got a little whip, pushing a little Corolla to work every day. You know what I mean? She got everything but a man, right? Mind you, she's 30. Who she's following? Who lifestyle is she following? Chris Brown, Fab, Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, Katy Perry. This is the people that she's... This is all down her gram. Before she could get to my shit, before she could see brown holy water or fucking Henny Fiesta coming out, she got to see all these other joints. So now she like, fuck, this got to be what the niggas like. So now all these niggas is posting the bitches that they like, the outfits that they like to wear, the poses. So now this shit got that bitch dreaming. She like, I gotta be one of these motherfuckers.
Right,
that's why all these bitches, all of a sudden, these bitches don't even be strippers. These bitches wanna get surgery.
Asses. Yep.
You ain't even trying to sell bottles or shake your ass.
Right.
You just want the surgery.
Just because that's what it is.
To go to work.
Because my goal is this. If I could look like this, maybe I'm gonna live like that. Maybe I'm gonna get a nigga that's gonna sponsor the lifestyle I really want.
Say that word again.
Sponsor
that lifestyle.
The lifestyle I really want.
So it's like
that's
the fake it
is.
Till you make it, or
yeah,
just when you wishing
like
on a star type Disney.
Wishing on a star.
My dude. Oh, wishing on a motherfucking star.
So I'm gonna move on to the second part of this question, right? And it's can popularity be a bad thing?
Hell fucking yeah.
Like, cause you guys are pretty popular.
Right.
And like I said, you guys are popular for having kind of crazy personalities on the show, right? Like, I swore, boom, no doubt, I swore, like, yo, I don't like this guy, yo. I don't know him, but I just don't like him.
Nobody liked it, Boone the Goon.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand it.
So can popularity be a bad thing? You can start with that answer.
In a sense it could, but it's like, I always, when people tell me they don't like my character or they couldn't understand why Boone was so... My thing is, see, this is why I'm glad we even here, so I could touch the situation. You feel what I'm saying? I hate that people look at, all right, with the Boone situation, all right, Boone caught the body at the club.
Yeah.
What's the reason Boone caught the body? For his men, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Now, Boone just so happens to have to kill one of his man's men. But now, if we going back for a second, if Joe or whoever the square person was somebody else's family members, then they will understand it. That's like if my brother go to the club with one of his mans, you see what I'm trying to say, and his mans get into altercation, and my brother may have killed somebody for his mans. Other family members, everybody gonna understand that part. You feel what I'm saying? But now that it's Boone and I'm kind of the outsider, and niggas know that the person who I'm dealing with is kind of shady, which is the Ray character. He's kind of shady. Well, the way they look at it is like, Boone is kind of grimy, but I'm really not. I'm just going on the role of how a person in that situation is supposed to move.
So if I could just bring it back, can popularity be a bad thing?
In some sense, it could, but then again, not really. You feel me? Like they both kind of go hand in hand because you want to be kind of popular, but then again, you don't want to be too out there.
Exactly.
Because you never know where it could come from if your popularity could try to hurt you. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to be somewhere and now I'm around people who really don't like Boone like that. Like, nah, I really don't like you because of the way you was moving, and now they want to hurt me.
And you think it's real life, but it's not.
But it's not. And my thing is, I'm so totally opposite from my character. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to see the Boone character, then you can get the Boone character. Like, nigga, I'm gonna fuck, whatever, nigga. We can be on that, but that's not me.
Yeah.
I'm on a whole different page. It's two different. I'm an actor, so I had to act.
Gotcha.
That's all I want people to understand.
What about you, Beyond?
Yeah, it plays both parts. It plays the good and the bad.
Yeah.
You know, especially it conflicting with your personal life. You know what I'm saying? If you're a real street cat, you know what I'm saying, and you're out there doing certain things, you can no longer do those certain things because of your popularity. Everyone knows who you are. So that's a bad end, you know what I'm saying? And the good end is if you work it in the right way, then you can be noticed and picked up because of your popularity as well. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it has its good and its bad.
Good perks and bad perks.
What about you, Shane?
I personally feel like popularity in the day and age of now and social media and the internet and opening those doors of people being able to have an opinion because you're popular makes it bad. Because it's like people have opinions about you. They don't know you from a hole in the wall. They never even looked at you, written nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? But just from a story that they heard, now they you know what I'm saying? They just want to come at you. Yeah.
They
want to,
it's so different. Because
information is everything.
Mm-hmm. And that's what makes popularity bad in this day and age.
And then put all your flaws under a microscope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Popularity good if everything going great.
If everything going great.
But life ain't working like that.
Soon as
you get knocked out, you might be in the club, a nigga take advantage. Boop, drop you.
You talking about the Boone the Goon guy who was on the show with the shoe and everything? Now he got knocked out in the club. I knew he wasn't like that. I knew he was a sore feet.
Anyone can get dropped.
Yeah, I got knocked out of the club. No funny shit, nigga. I was talking to a nigga bitch and I got snuck.
Man,
look at the footage. Yeah. It was a snake punch. He didn't just come knock me out. No, I got snuck from the side. But they still ain't gonna want to accept that.
They ain't going with that.
Because we live in a day and age that people want to hear the negative. They want to go with the negative. And they want to believe the negative before they believe positive.
Man, people love gossip.
Right.
People love gossip. You know what I'm saying? That's all like people love the mix up, man. The mix is everything.
The mix up. Mm-hmm.
The mix up is what I'm wrong. That's what
I'm
wrong.
So the last question on this topic is, has the popularity put money and violence drama, you know, on a place where there's like no point of return since the public is waning with all the beats and everybody's fueling stuff and giving different stories?
No Season return? 3 will be here. That's what we can leave on that question. Season 3 will be here. Simple. We ain't not like that with all the fuels and everything that everybody's seeing. Don't worry about that to any fans that's paying attention. If you are a true fan of this whole thing, then you already know Money and Balance Season 3
Don't
will
pay
be
attention
here.
To the hype. Don't pay attention to the hype.
Tell them, Dre. Yes.
Season 3 is on the way. It's already on the way. It's already in the making. You know what I'm saying? The script is already done. That's one.
Want to go hard today,
Big bro just left and went on for a meeting in California for a network that would possibly, we never know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So season 3 is coming. It's coming. It is coming. Because if season 3 don't come, then the hired actors have no work. And we need work. That's what we're here for.
Anyway, like, a lot of the beefs that's coming on, like, you know, first of all, one is irrelevant. This person is irrelevant already. Like, you're not on the show no more. The show, let the fans tell it. It's been 2 years, blah, blah, blah. You're on a whole nother show. Why are you still writing this show to help build your other show or to help build your whatever like that? So that's corny. So that it didn't stop before. It is not going to stop now. And one man definitely can't stop no whole fucking show. Whole show.
And if you notice, she not even call them name. She not call nobody name. So if you already know what she talk about, then you already know. Mad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mad thing.
I got some questions. We gonna wait.
I know you want to
I'm building my shit up a little bit.
I know you want to. I know you do.
Okay. So I'm gonna move on to the wild card portion of the show. And wild card is a question that I'm gonna ask that even Black or when Laz and La doesn't know, and it's just, you know, questions I think about and I just wonder.
Only Marv know the wild card question, right? You know, is what you want to say.
So is my question was sleeping with the enemy's spouse or girlfriend. Have you ever went after or slept with one of your ops or someone you don't like, girlfriend or boyfriend, and why did you do it? Ladies first.
No,
Like nigga sat back a little.
Like, I never really have to go after a girl's boyfriend or an enemy's boyfriend because they're more than likely an enemy because their man want me. So, and I don't really have that situation.
That's crazy. I was about to say something similar. I ain't go after the op. The op's girl came after
exactly,
me.
Exactly. Like.
That's the feel, my people. We kick it over here. The ops is on us.
We ain't doing no, no. No. We ain't doing no, no, no. On us.
That's how, we can give you that answer. We're not on the ops. They're on us. So, yeah.
What about you over here?
Nah, me, I don't even play those games. You know what I mean? I be feeling like sometimes that shit's a lineup. You know what I mean? So I don't even.
Oh, yeah, right.
Of course. That shit's a lineup. I seen a lot of people take a trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. A trip they ain't wasn't ready for.
The land of no return.
The land of no return, right?
So I'm not even playing those games. You feel me? I don't give a fuck who trying to send it. I'm all right. You feel me? I'm all right. So. We just trying to maintain. That's a phys act.
Yo, I thought I would get more juicier answers, but I'm not going to be the dead horse. If that's right,
what's up with
I
you? What you want? What you nah. want? Talk. What you want to know? What you
Yo,
think?
I ain't gonna lie. There's been situations where I knew somebody I didn't like. Shorty thought I was cute or something like that, and I would flirt with Shorty in front of dude just to see where it was at. But that's petty. That was petty on my part, and I was younger then.
Yeah, that's why we grown in here.
If you wanted old tactics, then yeah, we all done probably done been through those type of flaws. And some,
I can tell you as a female though, and dealing with
holy
men,
tree. I've been up in here
men,
smoking
baby
pure butt.
And all that when they try to play you.
Got the dope.
Go with
he
the friend.
I'm gonna move on. If that's all the answers to it, but you know,
he's something weird. Something weird in the system.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
He's trying to get, I don't know where he's trying to get with that question.
Nah, so the next topic is loyalty versus royalty, right?
Right.
Loyalty.
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 Or if I royalty.
Cool. No, but
it kind of depends on the person.
That's the topic. That's the topic.
It's like 10 questions the under the topic.
So, we give topics to have general, you know what I'm saying, general ideas of what we're going to ask, right?
Yeah. Could you step out, please?
Smoke a cigarette.
So. And you know, you guys can, you know, all right, we're doing a show. Let's get back.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, right, no,
you guys can clear this up from the answer of this question. So, when Bam Vito Money and Violence Anthem was changed from season one to season two, did you guys agree with it? And who did Bam Vito beat up from the Money and Violence cast after that?
Oh, you make wow. I answer this.
And like I said, this could be a rumor.
We can all answer.
This could be a rumor
answer.
Or not. This could be a rumor or not. So
he ain't beat up nobody. That's the little homie too. But he ain't beat up nobody. You know what I'm saying? He took a swing at the big bro. I'ma say it. He took a swing at who? He took
you
a swing
names.
At
you. Won names, right?
Who he swallowed?
Nah. I'ma say.
I'ma say. He was promoting that party.
I'ma say.
Somebody got popped on.
He took a swing at the big bro, Rafe. You know what I'm saying? He took a swing at him in the club. You know what I'm saying? But he missed. You know what I'm saying?
Was there any repercussions
from? But I heard on the sideline. Were there even
Yo,
repercussions?
I knew you was gonna attack us, but not like this.
I'm incriminating people.
Answer the lighter part. How did y'all feel about the switch of the anthem? Because people love. To be honest with you, the popularity of that anthem.
But hold on, don't be skipping. Y'all want a real shit on the table. Right, so I'm gonna say the real shit. He took a swing at the bro, he missed, and somebody else got hit.
That's it.
Was it somebody else a part of the cast?
Yeah, it was another cast member that got hit.
Yeah.
Who?
Yo, he played.
I don't know. So I would kind of give that to the floor for my homegirl to answer.
Shiesty Shetty. Yo, who got hit? Who got punched, Shiesty Shay?
Yeah,
I knew it.
Me too, shit.
Like, you found out. Who got punched?
You said I blew that the phone. Like,
who got punched? We want to know, son. Because someone was talking spicy like he really put the work in. So I want to know.
From the word, from the great Vaughn, Miz is the one that got shun off.
but we don't want to touch certain issues, so we got the dirt on that.
Okay, you can have to go to the next question. I did think that was a bad move. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't like the change of the anthem because I felt like everyone was singing along already. Everyone knew the song. They all liked it, and I don't think the. Like, when you change shit, like, when you change your shorty, your next shorty gotta be badder. She can't be uglier. I don't think it went to a badder bitch. You know what I mean?
Feel like the next song was
the
okay.
The next song was...
It was okay.
It was... I don't even think it was okay.
I like you on that, but sometimes...
No, I'm not gonna front.
Boys to men.
I'm not gonna front. I'm not gonna front.
Young boys is wilding. We grown men now.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna front. That's how we gonna sit down and make that door.
I'm gonna keep it real because I watched as a fan. And I wasn't one of those. I only watched the episodes. I mean, I really watched the show. Mm-hmm. And I really did like All This Money and Violence. Them young
people.
It was hot.
No, I was fucking.
But if you know certain things happen, he's swinging on people. He's doing all this extra shit. Like, come on.
Yeah, all that extra shit was.
You asking for money. Like, you know, the sad part about this whole situation is like. We all came into this situation not expecting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Everybody.
Mm. From ground up.
I could tell because the editing was bad.
So when the situation came, when the situation came, once the situation did come, everybody started jumping a gun, expecting what they never was promised.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then now it's this whole big mix of shit.
Right.
And now they got everybody emotional acting out.
And the
do you think the transition, the title really fucked it up? I think if y'all had stayed on YouTube, y'all probably would have been my bad, I'm jumping the gun.
Let me pull it back. And you know, as fans, we always feel like
I get acting out.
I know, right?
You know, the brown hot water heats up the system, so you know, get comfortable. But you know, as fans of when black people are doing something, we always pray like, please, don't fuck up the situation until the money come. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Be patient. You know, play team ball until the money come. Right? So the next question, which Black kind of stepped on, was getting picked up by Jay-Z and Tidal. Right? Did you guys feel like y'all was going to be able to quit your job and go house shopping? Did you think like the money was coming like that?
Yes. I'm not fronting. Yes.
You thought it was lit.
We need. It's a show, right? Yes is a simple answer, but our peoples want more. A little meat. I'm not saying we want drama. We just want to know.
Am I tuning right? No. What them want to know?
No, I'm saying, like, you know, so you guys did feel that, and then, you know, were you guys disappointed when it wasn't that kind of a situation?
Nah, we wasn't disappointed. It's just that it was like, you got to understand that everyone, this is the first time for every last one of us. Mm-hmm. This is the first time Moses has directed and filmed his own series. Mm-hmm. This is his first time acting. This is our first time acting.
Well, not mine.
We've never, speak for myself.
She said, don't speak for her. She got credits. Don't speak for her.
I sent a headshot and resume. Mm-hmm. Season one, very movie one. Before it was even a season, it was a movie. Like,
oh yeah, see. So she got. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even know a lot. Now I know a lot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying that. Where was I? Excuse me.
Do you think the transition to Tidal actually had you guys thinking that, you know, financially you was gonna be fucking different bitches, different zip code. You know what I mean?
No, that really changed.
It did change. Yeah. It did change. Inboxes are different slip. Now they offering it to feed you first. Now they like,
Shay, yo, Shay, I don't like this nigga, man.
Let me take you out, Shay.
My whole point is. My whole point is.
Go ahead, Beyonce.
My whole thing is, it's all about first time, so there was a lot of mistakes made. You know what I'm saying? There were mistakes, so there was things we've learned along the way. You know what I'm saying? Within the transition. And once, like, we realized one of the things that we learned and we kind of, like, were rough on was communication. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Things weren't coming across as well. People weren't reaching out to others as, you know, the way they were, when they were supposed to, mm-hmm. how they're supposed to. And certain people was out the loop when they were supposed to be in the loop. So it was just all over the place. So that's why when certain people found out, yeah, kind of took it, they took it away. They took an offense, you know, by what they heard, that we wasn't getting what we expected, mm-hmm. which was a lump sum. And we ate it up. Some of us ate it up. Some of us are still the ones today that you see that are dead. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they're emotional acting out now. You know what I'm saying?
Let me speak on that. I would say like that title deal, I didn't feel would change. But when we did went out there and we asked for donations, mm-hmm. and I had my daughter handing out flyers and a bucket, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, I thought we was gonna get a nice change from that. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Like yeah. that at least was gonna buy me some red bottoms to get prepared for the extra. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I know, like I said, I've been on the acting scene. I've been doing acting for a while. I know that everything is not gonna come right there. It's like it's production. Yeah, it's all a process. So I feel like we made mistakes. Whereas we could have got those bags if we didn't have these extra people on set, as far as like the production crew and this person and that person and then that PA and their assistant and that, and all of those people got paid out of our budget. And not only did they get paid out of our budget, every actor who came on the show got paid in season two.
So I want to, I'm sorry, I just want to ask something.
One other thing too, these other people that came in that were getting paid out of
your budget. Mic is turn your mic your on. Mic is backwards.
Being there was other, these others that she speak of that were being paid out of our budget. Being that they were being paid out of our budget, some of them were being paid more than the cast members. You know what I'm saying? Wow. And that was problematic.
Well, how much was y'all being paid? Because what's the name that, said the respect your jaw, dude.
Yeah, I'm not sure
if he ever tapped nobody jaw.
Listen,
I double check on that. But he said he was only being offered $100. All right, now episode. I want to know, why didn't he use the punch then? Like,
he got mm-hmm. offered $100 per episode. So that wasn't me. So that's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
And his role was small.
It was small, but
he ain't really have a lot of outfits.
Like, I didn't get paid.
Yo, you mad shady right now.
I'm fucking with Black. I'm fucking with Black.
Saying.
Talk your shit.
I'm paying attention.
Talk your shit, bro. I'm
paying attention.
Black.
Like, I'm
if y'all don't know, Black was a skinny kid when he was younger. Didn't have muscles or nothing, but he always had good outfits.
Yo,
he prides himself on good outfits.
No, but listen.
You know Black that long too?
No, he didn't know.
No, just from.
You know
that friend when I get said.
Man, y'all used to bruck up. We used to do. Hey,
y'all don't even know what you're talking about.
That's why he ain't had no hit in.
We're gonna move on to our next question, and you know, this is also, you know, speculation, rumor. You could clear it up, whatever. So, Shay,
yes,
there's rumors, and you could just clear it up or not. That, you know, another thing that caused drama is that, you know, cast members might have been messing with each other and all kind of craziness like that. So, can you clear that up?
Come on.
There's a lot of spice out there.
Yeah, you could have asked it nice. I know you wanted to ask it.
And Miz,
ask the question,
and
man.
I see a lot of friction
I'm asking
online.
The question because
Mom, I got this. I see a lot of friction online between you and Miz. A lot of confrontation as if it's drama. And I'll be honest, when he was up here and we asked him a couple questions, he didn't mention anything, to be honest. Okay. He didn't mention anything. But I have seen lately, it's been a lot of spice, a lot of extra spicy going back and forth between y'all. And to me, it can't be that innocent. Something had to happen in order for those emotions to be there. It can't be just about money and balance. So what happened off the scene? What happened after when the cameras was off? What happened?
Yo,
I mean, he has been a bit cocky lately, like past few months lately.
He is doing his thing though. He got
Miz
he's working on movies.
Homie.
He's doing different shit.
He's been on the show, so I got to keep that clear. Miz is still a homie. He's been on the show.
No,
I'm just making.
Blood.
Yeah.
Why y'all ask him that? If that's your homie, ask your homie then.
No, but we want to know about you and him.
Ask your homie. Why you ain't asking your homie?
We also seen you've been throwing a lot of shade at the other the homegirl next to him, you understand? I want to know what's up. Oh, you rolled your eyes. Talk to me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes right now, I'm going to keep it real.
Like, we're not giving it up like that. That. It's not going down like that.
Yeah, I'm going to jump black in the shooting.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
You just saved them.
It's all up.
I grew up like this. You if the dude with you get beat up and you don't fight,
you don't talk to us.
You want to know?
I'm just saying about with the girl that he's with right now. Like I sit back. I'm from Harlem, and I sit back and I watch a lot of things that's going on. Mm. And when she first came around, season two, time, that's when Killer Kane was like, you know, he became from Sugar Kane to Killer Kane. And in the fan page, she was riding Hard Body Kane, had a song out, blah blah blah, hard riding him, Hard Body. When she got to Title and Chill, I peeped her. I see opportunist. She came to Title and Chill. She sat down in VIP. She paid attention. She went to see who was who, what was what, get the victim, and she got her victim. And my thing is like, you know what I'm saying? Girlfriend, do what you do. But don't fuck up our fucking show for that shit. Like, come on now. Like, don't be like that. Like, you were supposed to rob both shit. You supposed to rob MNV and your fucking show pieces. Because I feel like she really got kicked off and she was mad and she pushed him.
But
to
let
the
me
edge.
Ask a question.
I don't give a fuck about them fucking around.
Nah, that's what's up. Do you like dude? Do you have feelings for dude?
No, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. The problem is that he's been shooting. He clearly got feelings for me. I'm just keep it a buck. Like, at the end of the day, we had a quick fling or whatever like that. Something quick. We, you know, we both did what we did, whatever like that. And to me, it was like, yo, I was humble about it. He was cocky about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to kiss and tell. It's not like I'm running. I'm not fucking mad people in the camp. I'm not doing none of that. You know what I'm saying?
So, got my sister even exposed.
Nah, because I got the diss track.
But chill, though. At the end of the day, I like that you got that out there right now.
Yeah, we got
it. He already know what it is. My sister already know what it is. And whoever else the other parties is, you don't even need to worry about it. They already know what it's hitting for. You see what I'm trying to say?
But you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, is like, because this is why he been so spicy, because he's mad that I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. So that's why you're in my comments. I post a video of fucking Young Jeezy, me and chilling with Dirk. Somebody in the club took the video of me. Not me with my camera phone out. Right. Somebody in the club took the video of me being with them. I posted on my Instagram. He in the comments. Oh, nobody's even paying you no mind. What?
Why are you even?
Like, come on. Why? Somebody clearly is paying me to mind the person who took the fucking video. Because that's not my video. So it's like, yo, he been doing too much jab throwing. You're the one who's mad.
Is there room to... to make up and heal? Is there room for that? Is there opportunity for that?
Listen, Six Shots is out. You know, I got diss tracks out.
You got diss tracks?
Facts.
So you're a rapper?
Artist. I know you're an artist.
I'm an artist.
Are you an artist as well?
Yes.
Are you an artist too?
You didn't see it in the fan page. I was right on top of your post.
Word?
I did not know that. Yes. I knew BR was an artist, but I didn't know.
Yeah. You on rapping shit, and I'm on my rapping shit too now.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't put nothing together yet. Don't worry though. When it comes,
it's coming.
I'm not playing with him. I'm busting shots at whoever. If you not fucking with Home T for Money and Balance season 3, shots at your head, nigga. Take any way you want, nigga. Right. Any way you want. I don't give a fuck. Niggas who you see me with right now, my sis, Big Sis, Shiesty Shay, my favorite loke, aka the Crody. BR and anybody else that fucks with me. You already know.
And I just
want
to put it out there. BR was cripping when it was cool to be
cripping. Oh,
I know him for a long time.
We was
banging. I just want to give him credit.
Oh, you this gonna my do man. That? I like
my
that.
My man was spicy with it when it wasn't.
You know,
wasn't
I was
popular.
Blood too, we gonna play. That's my favorite look.
But
that's
everyone,
my favorite look. Right
everyone
there.
was scared to come out on Halloween because the Bloods was around.
Yeah, you know
and
that.
Do y'all really want to have this?
No.
We know the cast members really put in work.
No, but
like
that, some people don't know. Some people don't know that some people
of us came from real those type of
real.
Backgrounds.
Like y'all had, I'm talking about top of the line. We had top of the line drama back in the day. Like on some nigga on site, nigga. Facts. You go to that little chicken spot on Flatbush, Newkirk.
We can't give them the street back creds. We can't give them that.
But let me ask y'all this though.
Can't give them that right
when
now.
When y'all started reading the scripts and seeing that all the day one started dying out, you seeing that? Oh, damn,
this person. You was going to go there
yo,
yet?
Yo, listen.
We ain't ready to go there yet. You see
hold
him?
Up. You know what's crazy?
He wasn't
I found out about the season finale of the script
you need
the day before I had
to
go on set.
On topic
I saw the script the day before I had to go on set. I didn't get the script ahead of time the way I was supposed to. Like usually. We would get it ahead of time. I got it the day before I had to be on set. So I did not know.
So the people dying off wouldn't know until the day of?
I didn't know about everybody. I'm talking about me.
Right.
I got mine the day before. Wow. So I didn't even know. The other, to tell you the truth, General hit me up. He was like, yo, BR, yo, you got the script? I'm like, nah, my dude, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, yo, you need to check your email. Check your email. I'm like, my dude, for it to be 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to check my email. I'm going to check my email because you calling me, waking me up, talking about check my email. I'm like, I go look at the script. I'm sleeping still and I look at it. Then I see BR get shot in the head. I'm like, what the fuck? BR get shot in the head. Hold on. Yo, Mo, why did yourself get shot in the head, bro? You know what I'm saying? So I didn't even know, you know what I'm saying? But it was all love, you know what I'm saying?
It's all love.
We went with the story, you know what I'm saying, was a part of it. And I went, I did my scene.
And nobody
and like you're supposed to
I was supposed to.
Facts. With no complaining, nothing. Like I was new to it.
Let me say that observe scene, people love. Like Mr. Observe, some people love that. So I thought it was really good for your character. So what about you?
Oh, with Boone, how I felt? I'm good with it. You know what I mean? Like I just feel like, just to touch anything, like, if we could touch something small, Shane should let me pop Ray. Shane should let me pop Ray, then I'd have been good.
I wouldn't even been mad
if he
would have
let me still shot me or whatever. I'd have been good if I'd have been able to shot Ray, because you're a bitch-ass nigga. You shouldn't have snaked me out like that, boy. Like, I've been putting on for you, boy. And now when the heat is on,
word.
Switch side on me.
Word.
I'm a real nigga, regardless. Real niggas don't consume sucker shit. I couldn't condone that. So if Shane would have said, yo, you know what, Boone? I popped you, but I'm going to let you pop your man. I would have hit him. He would have had to go. Wrap him up. But, you know, it played out. Shout out to my boy, Shooter Shane. Yeah. Really, though.
So to like to further get answer on the question that he asked, like, you know, so many, you know, crowd favorites. As a fan of the show, I'm like,
yeah,
man.
What's people favorites? Who they? I know they got a lot of different
yeah,
favorites.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, just killing off some, do you think that it allows season 3 to be as successful because so many people
season 3 is gonna be a movie. It's gonna be a movie. Don't even worry about who you thought died and all that because at the end of the day you never know how a nigga could play. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not trying to throw no hidden agendas out there anything but anything's possible. Niggas think not like that. Shoot, Shane could be dead. Who knows? Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He and Mike can't pull through the where he got shot. He could die in the hospital.
Shane might pull through.
Spoilers Shane, if y'all haven't like, caught up on the on
who
money
knows
and violence.
What
I don't know where you've been at
I say,
if you're not caught
I like just the
I suspense.
I think furthermore, what to elaborate on what Marv is saying is like usually when you go through a season like Power, maybe one character dies. You
oh,
know
that's
what I mean?
Not let me answer. Yeah.
For y'all to kill off 8 or 9 is kind of spooky.
But
so now it's
people
like
you fell in love with too.
Right,
hold
you
on.
Fell in love with. So
but
now
y'all gonna be flipped when y'all see season 3.
But this is the thing.
Yo,
that
how soon? How soon?
No. Y'all gonna be flipped when y'all see
season
3.
Season 3. That's all we could kick.
That's all I can say.
Season 3. Like, just wait for that. Please wait for that. If y'all
because if that got y'all puzzled, if that has y'all puzzled,
imagine
what I don't know
what
to say.
A lot of people feel like there's no money in violence if it's not rape and
murder. But see,
whoa. That's people with those opinions.
Okay,
I like that. I like that. I like that.
You know what? Yours I fuck.
A lot of people identify money and violence as rape and murder.
That's true. All
right, cool.
Listen.
So if you watch this season, which was second season, no offense to anybody, then we can see how it can play out because one person ain't playing the field right. So if one person only play the field right, then things can change. That's all I'm saying. And if it change, it can change for the better.
Really, I mean, but even if we, all right, to touch on the thing about the all the characters thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, dealing with show business and dealing with entertainment, and then you going, you know, the whole point is that we're leveling up. You know what I'm saying? Some might say, oh, don't level up, just stay in a web series. But, like, it's like, why? Why not move up and show that you could start here and create these opportunities for yourself? You know what I'm saying? So when you go into these people, like, you can't argue and fight for 25, 35 people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you got to argue and fight for the main people that you know for a fact. When you sat down and you said, this is what was going to happen, and we're going to be doing this, and you're going to be my star, and that's going to be my star. Before, Money and Violence was supposed to be a movie before a web series. Mm-hmm. So once you start doing a web series, you added more extra people, you're making story loans, you're doing all that extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like the way he's saying what the story went is like, you gotta, a lot of people gotta go. It's like casualties of war. You know what I'm saying? Like,
to me, it seemed like, you know, like this topic is, you know what I mean, loyalty or royalty, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, to me, it seemed like one of those meetings where they like, yo, we gotta hire some better actors. Because,
and this is what I'm saying.
That's how it seemed, because what's the name, like, she didn't want to die. When Rafe had to kill what's the girl named
Jessica.
She didn't really want to go outside the crib. She was like, she wanted to stay on the show.
You speculating.
Who is a funny guy?
Let me ask you. Trust me, he's a headache.
Will you find him?
I gotta ride for him. Because he's
my man.
He's a headache. Let me ask you guys a follow-up question, right? Because the exposure that you guys got from Money and Violence is huge, right? And you guys are fan favorites and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's next for you guys? What other opportunities have fell upon your lap from the popularity?
I just did an audition day before yesterday, for a movie titled A Glimpse of Insanity. Nice. And, I got picked up, and I got picked up to play a main role.
Congratulations!
Beautiful. That's what we want to see.
Right,
you know?
Right.
What about you, Boone?
Y'all heard of the rap Uncle Murda?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with his crew. I'm GMG too. So, like, you see, you got the Power deal, the G Unit, all that. Like, I'm just trying to bring to the table with some rapping. Like, I got a few more acting things about to take place, you know, slowly but surely. But I'm really just trying to push this rapping career right now. I see the doors is right there for me. I'm attacking next.
You know, I recently wrote two plays for my community. I give back to my community with my opportunity, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I use it for. So I wrote two plays, Juneteenth and What's to Come, and Kwanzaa, celebrating holidays that us black people need to celebrate to keep us inspired and not looking at each other, oh, I need to have something better than you and all the stuff like that. And, like, you know, rapping as now becoming an artist, you know what I'm saying? Because those opportunities are coming to me, like, studio, here, do this, do that. So I'm like, hey, play out, all right, like, you know, that's what I'm going to do. Like, so, I'm still doing the acting thing and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm just, opportunities is just coming. So I'm just walking through the doors that's there and the ones that's not open.
Call me Chopper, Shay.
I like that.
Yo, you's a funny guy.
I'm walking through the hood yesterday, running to work. I still live in the hood. I'm not the type that. And when I get like rich and famous, mm-hmm. I may move out the hood, but yeah. I may. Just
but you still drink out of ice cups.
You know
and
what I'm
stuff.
Saying? I love the hood. Like, yo, I'm gonna make the hood better. I walked to the hood. They was like, call me Chopper Shay. They like, call me Chopper Shay. I'm like, hey, what up?
Besides
the movie I got picked up for, I'm also working on, I got a couple singles that I got on the side. And one of the singles that I'm riding right now that is dope right now that I'm getting a lot of attention, that I just put out like a snippet of it to see exactly what the feedback will look like. Black worked on it with me. You know what I'm saying?
Black got a little talent. I ain't gonna hate him.
We've been begging for a long time.
I be trying to tell y'all back in the day, I was really about that.
Let me bring it back.
Before the cameras was money and valid.
Let me ask you a question, because you know, I was aware of your music and stuff like that. So would you say what kind of artist you are? I know you have a reggae background, but you kind of mix it with other stuff too. So what kind of artist would you classify yourself as?
I don't know, because I kind of just call myself an artist because I don't want to kind of
pick a lane
because I'm not just that. You know what I'm saying? I got a reggae song, literally reggae music, a couple of reggae songs on the side right now. I got something that everything I mix over is called a loco mix. So I got a loco mix on the side with Stephen Marley right now. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm about to drop that soon. You know what I'm saying? I already put it out. The press already talking about it. Stephen Marley already retweeted it on Twitter. That's about to come out. I wasn't even prepped for that. I wasn't even prepared for that. I never did reggae in my life until I started on Money and Violence. You know what I'm saying? I was a rapper at first.
And one thing I want to say about BR is when it comes to his music, he don't want to limit it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of artists, they want to come out being tough, and then now you stuck there. Now you got to be tough all day, every day, nigga, on bacon and all that.
Yes. So yo, I hate
with
bacon.
With BR, when I was listening to, you know, a few of the stuff that he have within his catalog, it's a whole bunch of genoirs. And that's a good thing, because you don't know what's going to work. You don't know what they're going to hit for. He might go with the rap. He might go with the reggae. He might go with the whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever's going to hit is going to hit. You know what I mean? So I think that's good for all artists. Don't limit yourself to just one thing. You know what I mean?
Definitely. But I got a mixtape coming out titled Local Life. You know what I'm saying? And a couple singles. So just look out for that. Tune in and look out for that. Got dope features on there as well. I even got Buckshot, legendary Buckshot from Black Moon on there.
Nice.
I got this young boy named Young Liddy. That he's like lighting up the Flowtastic TV's channel right now. You know what I'm saying? Young Liddy, he's dope. Coming out of Crown Heights. I got homeboy Mitch on there. I got Junior Reed's son, Young Junior Reed, YJR on there. Okay. Straight from Jamaica. So there's a couple things in there.
Sorry, I got to ask. So since Money and Violence, like, do y'all still got to pay for dates? Like, or do
kind of dates?
Or, like, do you still got to pay to take a chick out? Do she pay or do you pay?
Yeah, you ain't know.
Like,
Oh no! I don't go on dates. I don't even do dating. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm focused on my career.
You working that hard? You ain't got time for
like,
that.
Nah, and to tell you the truth, like, I'm already seeing somebody. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what's up.
Like, I'm not really focused on nothing. I talk, but I'm not looking for nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just focused on my career. Everything else, I feel like, is just a distraction.
Okay, since that's going to be our last question, but since he already put it out there, what about you guys as far as, you know, going out on dates or having interest out there?
Because people in the comments might be interested. You know, and I ain't going to lie, fellas, Shay
any female that's hollering that
boon
to goon, man, you already know
going on here. Season 2,
I was lit.
What, is any female that's hollering?
Season 2, you was lit.
Yo, what the wig
said, the wig was like, Shay looks better in person. Season 1, the wig was like this, though.
Season 2, bro.
Yo, he's a shady dude. Shady.
Yo, Shay. He's shady, so he's trying to be shiesty. The locks are good. I like it. Keep that.
He said the locks are good.
Any females that's trying to holler at Boone the Goon, go on my DM. My shit is bugged out. All right,
so we're going to wrap up the show, but we're going to let you guys do shout-outs before we officially wrap out. So Boone, we'll start with you, and then we'll go around.
All right, yo, shout out. Damn, I got a lot of shout outs. This shit is crazy right now, y'all. Pardon me. Shout out to the whole podcast. You already know, drinking brown water and all that. Shout out to everybody that had me and my team pull up Money and Violence. Shout out to my big sis, Shiesty Shay. Shout out to BR. You already know, that's the loco. Shout out to the big homie, the mastermind, my nigga Rafe. Shout out to Uncle Murder. Shout out to everybody that fucks with the whole Money and Violence movement. Know what I mean? I love all our fans. We appreciate y'all. Thank you. Know what I mean? Just shout out to everybody that's even tuned in. Real talk.
We usually want to have people, like, you know, give them your social media. If you have
alright, so boom, only social media I have right now is I got the Snapchat, y'all. Is I think Buck Dollar's on Snapchat. I'm sorry, y'all. Like, I'm new to the social media thing in a sense. I know my Snapchat is Buck Dollar's and my Instagram is at Buck Dollar's. I don't got Facebook. Okay. Sorry.
What about you, BR?
Um You can find me all over on social media, everywhere, literally everywhere. I got every handle you could possibly think of.
And what is it?
At BRMALIE. At BRMALIE. BR Molly. Everywhere.
What about you, Shay?
I just want to take it back to the old school, like my homie Buck Dollars or whatever. I want to shout out Astoria Projects and shit like that. You, shout out Wagner or whatever.
Y'all ain't no Harlem in the building and shit. Or whatever. I want to
shout out Brown
Holy
Water and shit. Thank you so much for the Henny.
That's how you do that. That's
you know,
how you
shout
do
out
that.
My bitch Tita.
Well, hold on.
Let me get my handle. Y'all can find me on Instagram at yesitsprincess. Yes_its_princess. You can also find me on Twitter at everybodylovesp, the number 3, VERYBODYLUVSP. Everybody loves P. Yeah. And
she looked at me like, I didn't know. Like, it was your Twitter.
Shout out all my peoples, my motherfucking logos.
Let me see my Snapchat. And my, because I ain't got all, I'm going to put them all one by the end of this week. They all going to be the same. Yeah. But in my Snapchat, GorgeousP13 or whatever. Go ahead, brother. Shout your peoples out.
Yeah, shout out to all my peoples. Let me get my little peoples in there, the locos, all the locos, Perfun Crew. The whole entire Flatboys, Clarkson Ave, Lenox Ave, Knoxman Committee, my nigga Black, I am Black Success. Shout out to the Brown Holy Water for having me. It's a blessing. It was dope. It was humbling. I love the energy. It was great. Shout out to Shicey Shay for coming through when I called her on call. Shout out to my nigga Boone for coming through on call.
You already know.
Shout out to everybody tuned in. Love is love. Season 3 is coming. Jay.
Okay. So now I'm gonna do my shout out, and everybody know I'm on my positive shit. So
the Brown Holy Water getting to me.
Support all these beautiful Black folks on here, their future endeavors. I wish Money and Violence, you know, much success going
thank
forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wish
you.
The projects that you guys are working on going forward.
Thank you.
And I gotta, you know, support my fam too. So shout out to my sis Nunu Nels. Go look out for her show, The Nunu Files.
Yo,
I'm not
going to
be
shady.
That's my
people. Yo,
that's Mixie
up here.
That's Mixie. We ain't doing
Mixie. Yo, blood clot Mixie.
Shout out
to
my dude.
This what they want. Our people coming past them cameras out here.
Word.
Them cameras set up here.
All eyes on me.
I said you try to set this down.
I goon my bodyguard with me. So the shit was funny style.
We're going to
keep
it
low.
Black clothes out. Black clothes
out. Yo, listen, man. It's your boy Black Success, Coney Island 2940 with 2 9s on me. Y'all already know what it is. Henny Fiesta going down May 20th, Club Love. Make sure you get your tickets. I'm going to put the link in the comments and all that. Get your tickets. It's going to be fly. If you're not wearing a Brown Holy Water dad hat and you're not looking jiggy, stay home. You know what I mean? We taking it back old school. We out of here. Brown Holy Water Podcast. Fuck with us. I am Black Success.
Come get baptized.
You can get a
every
Rolex
Sunday
too, baby.
At 7
They'll
p.m.
They'll sell you one. They'll sell you a Rolly.
Spread
I promise
love.
You that.
It's the only way.
Play the outro, motherfucker. Boom, boom.
No, you know, Marv, I
my
know
shit
you
on that.
So
you ready? You ready? You ready? Pouring out of the bottle, like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Marv, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown Holy Water, pouring out of the bottle, like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Marv, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized.